is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Chief of the United Nations agency, which helps Palestinian refugees, is promising continued aid for Palestinians, even as the United States says it's ending its financial contribution to the agency. American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone says the Trump administration made the decision to end funding for the UN Relief and Works Agency without consulting its foreign affairs and Middle East advisors.
Cutting the funding so drastically, up to 40% of the total support for UNRWA, could lead to unrest that could result in anti-Israel demonstrations, that could result in stimulating terrorist actions.
Trump administration cut funding to UNRWA, calling the organization irredeemably flawed. UNRWA provides health care, education, and social services to Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. Pakistan has dismissed as incorrect reports the United States has canceled $300 million in military aid to the country, saying Washington owed the money to Islamabad for expenses incurred in fighting terrorism. The controversy is the latest to hit Islamabad's troubled relationship with Washington, coming a few days before Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is scheduled to visit Pakistan. At least six people were killed, including two children, after a suicide bomber detonated his vehicle outside a district headquarters in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The bomber tried to speed through a checkpoint but was stopped by security forces. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. They often target the capital with bombings, including a truck bombing in October that left 512 dead. This is VOA News.